This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're going back to Amish land. Get some raw milk, raw cream, raw cheese, and non-vaccinated children that don't have autism. Imagine that. That's where we start today's Robert Scott Bell Show. In the Amish paradise, there is a Super Don. Anytime we get an opportunity to do a Weird Al clip to open the show, it's a big
I was
day.
Just thinking that. And I don't know, does it bite to live in an Amish paradise?
No, I think it's obvious. It does not bite in that way, no.
It okay, actually, all right.
It's kind of cool. Those that say, well, there is autism in the Amish community, you'll find out that those children have been taken outside of the autism community, Amish community, and have been vaccinated typically. But the reality here is we have a war on religious beliefs in America conducted by the federal government and often aided and abetted by state agencies and state governments. And that's where we start here, talking about the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. How does it impact on the Amish community? Well, you think it wouldn't, because you've heard about the Amish exceptions, the Amish exemptions, things like that, where they go, well, everybody has to do this unless you're Amish. You know, and there are other, you know, exceptions written into certain laws that say, unless you're a Christian Scientist, something along those lines. But the idea that you have to have a named, enumerated exemption from, for instance, mandatory participation in modern medicine, which is a church, which is a cult in reality, it belies the history of America and its origin. It completely ignores the fact that religious freedom, yeah, it was written into the Constitution, into the First Amendment, but it wasn't written in so that perceptions would change one day, that the American people would think that we have religious freedom because it is granted to us by the American government. That's not right. That's, in fact, dead wrong, and it could lead to deadly consequences if you subject your children to mandatory vaccines. Especially in California, without exemption for religious freedom. That's, you know, the most blatant overriding of religious liberty in California. Of course, it was already there in Mississippi, I believe, and also in West Virginia. But California, the enlightened state, we are all about natural and crunchy granola, except when it comes to your freedom to say no to modern medicine, the drugs, well, in this case, the vaccines. So, the Amish paradise we're starting with today, folks, it is a very important one, and I hope that you, my goal, if you will, is that you recognize that you don't need to be Amish to have exemptions from mandatory participation in another belief system. You don't need it written into the law, and I think that's one thing we have lost sight of when we talk about religious liberty in many states. Where they'll say, if you want a religious exemption for vaccination, for instance, they'll say, well, give me a note from your priest. Give me a note from your you know, no, it doesn't ride that way. Your religious beliefs, and this even was affirmed in the Supreme Court, not that I'm relying even on a Supreme Court precedent, that your religious beliefs are uniquely your own. You could believe something that 99% of your fellow parishioners in a church, synagogue, or mosque believe. They believe everything. You believe, you're the 1% that believes the opposite. And it doesn't matter that you're a member of that church. Your beliefs are tantamount. They're paramount. They supersede participation in a 501c3 church, religion, or mosque, for instance. Now, how does this relate to the Amish Paradise Open? I am innocent. Imprisoned Kentucky Amish man seeks pardon from President Trump. This is a story, Super Don, we covered. I don't know if it's been years or months. It's been a while. This Kentucky Amish farmer. You remember this?
I want to say it was last year.
A year ago?
It's only been about a year, and we were covering this when he was getting ready to go to trial.
Samuel Girard, yes, filed a petition with the U.S. Department of Justice pardon attorney. 58 years old, he's serving time in a satellite camp at a federal correctional institute. This is a federal issue now. A minimum security prison. He was sentenced to 6 years. For what? 6 years in a federal pen. Why? Because he apparently, according to the federal agencies, did not bow down and worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, specifically the agency that enforces your belief system, your compliance, your obedience to Big Pharma. And that would be the FDA in this case. Because apparently this old order Amish guy was selling an herbal health product that was not labeled as required by federal law. That's right. Our founding fathers knew that one day we would need a strong centralized bureaucracy to clamp down on religious people for selling things that their faith provides for, the plants of creation, in a topical form that could be utilized to prevent, reverse, treat a disease. Because you all know that was the reason for the founding of the Organic American Republic. It was one day that we would need to prohibit religious people from actually living out the religious beliefs when it comes to health and healing of this temple. This sacred gift of life we are given. This body we inhabit while we are here on planet Earth and in this country where this show typically originates from. These United States of America. Now, I could feign disgust. I'm not feigning it at all. It's for real. And I've been doing this for many years on the air because at the basis of the Robert Scott Bell Show is a fundamental tenet. Yes, we have a belief system. A belief system in health, freedom, and healing liberty. And that liberty comes from not government, but from God. And an Amish man is in prison because he believed in doing what is right by his faith. But no, it went into commerce and then suddenly religious freedom is out. Gone with the wind, a putrid wind from the gaseous emissions from Congress critters who don't even know the Constitution. And they passed on their gas to the bureaucratic oligarchy, the FDA, the FTC, to fart on all of us with deadly, noxious, poisonous gases that can imprison us simply for living our faith, for living as we believe and trying to help others. If you actually have a product that now enters into commerce, suddenly now religious freedoms are gone, folks. This is beyond the ability to say no to vaccines now. This is the ability, or now the inability, the prohibition against bringing products to market that can actually do what God has laid down. If you read the Bible or whatever your religious texts or historical references are, that all of the medicine is right here in creation. That's one of the reasons why, among many, I've been wanting to get Dr. Ravi on with us, because he understands that as a traditional naturopath, even though his background as a PhD and a medical physicist is fascinating as well. We're going to get to that. Super Don, Amish paradise? I'm talking about a religious paradise that at one point was America, where you could live and breathe and sleep and eat your religious freedoms, and now, if you actually do that in a way that upsets the pharmaceutical church, you can lose your life, liberty, or property. Maybe not your life, but maybe this guy, you know, the Amish guy, what are they forcing him to eat at Club Fed, right? This is really a disgusting indictment of how far, yes, the federal government has gone, but let's talk about the American people. We the people have gone to sleep. We're fluoridated, we're vaccinated, we're heavy metaled, we're GMO'd. to the point where even if we can recognize this horrible wrong done to this Amish gentleman, we do little or nothing about it. We go, ah, well, I'm not Amish, so it doesn't matter. How many times do we have to hear the old, well, perspective of, well, I wasn't gay, so I didn't say anything when the Nazis rounded up the gay people. I wasn't a gypsy, so I didn't say anything, and they rounded up the gypsies. I wasn't Jewish, although I heritage Jewish. Didn't say anything, and then, of course, when they came for me, there was nobody left. We are long since past that here in these United States of America. And a guy simply puts out a topical agent that people freely, of their own accord, can learn about and apply at their own risk and maybe reverse a topical skin cancer with. We've talked about the black salve, the different the Native American blends that are out there. And man, oh man, we've even talked about Greg Caton, who was renditioned, if you will, from I think it was Central or South America all those years ago, a friend of Mike Adams, the health ranger. Out of, where was he, in Ecuador, I think. And they pulled him back to America to serve trial for what? For providing a topical agent that could reverse cancer. What does that tell you about the American government? Very little of it is de jure. Most of it is de facto, and it has become the defensive and marketing arm of the pharmaceutical church. So, Gerard sends a letter for a pardon request from Donald Trump. I would pray that Donald Trump would pardon this guy and anybody serving jail time for trying to help people based on their religious beliefs. You know, we would protest here in America, for instance, the attack on religious freedom in other countries, yet ignore completely the attack on religious freedom in our own country. As we open the Robert Scott Bell Show, I want you to think about Real ID 2020 and the limitation on movement about not only the American cabin, the world cabin, a right to travel, a freedom to travel comes not from government but from God. And yet, if you have certain beliefs and you don't vaccinate, for instance, how long will it be via Real ID? They already want you numbered like a beast in order to travel, but when you even participate at that level, that they'll say, well, look, it looks like this, it's tied to your medical records, and looks like your kids, you're not vaccinated, you can't get on the plane, you can't get on the bus, you can't get on the train, we won't even renew your driver's license. You think I'm exaggerating? If they can jail a man on a federal level for providing a topical medicine for people who want it, because he doesn't comply with what the federal government says has to be on the label, there is no more religious freedom on the federal level. I know we got it on the state level, we don't have in California, but on the federal level, folks. All right, we're going to bring some health, freedom, and healing liberty back into the equation here really quickly. Dr. Robbie's going to join us. We'll talk about Stanley Plotkin's deposition and what it means about vaccines next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. holidays. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, at the risk of embarrassing myself, which I always take that risk, I don't mind. We have a good friend here that I first met at the Health Freedom Expo, now the Trinity Conference. He was on a key ingredient, I shall say, to the vaccine panel discussion that we did with Not a Doc, Chris Barr, Roseanne Lindsay, and of course Michelle Cotterman, nurse. And it was a most amazing thing. We have it up. If you haven't seen it, it's available at Brighteon.com as a video that won't be banned because it's, you know, on YouTube, they would likely ban it. Joining us now, again, this is the risk of embarrassment because I'm going to attempt to do this, and I know I'm going to fail miserably. Dr. Ravi Kulasekere, and that's how I say it, and you need to tell me how to say your last name again.
Ravi Kulasekere, but that's close enough.
Kulasekere. Kulasekere, I will get it one day, my friend, because I really honor and appreciate you more than you know. And I'm glad you're on with me. You were such a sensational addition, part of that vaccine panel, and you have added so much to our understanding. And also moving from as a PhD and as a medical physicist into traditional naturopathy. Now, we had a few weeks back J.B. Handley talking about his book. And in it were key parts of the deposition of this Dr. Stanley Plotkin guy. Now, most people have heard of the other vaccine sycophant. What's the guy's name who was?
Prophet.
Offit, right, the rotavirus guy. But Plotkin is absolutely like the godfather beyond even him in regards to vaccines. He's the guy. And somehow he got pulled into a deposition that revealed a lot of things that are now paying dividends to those of us who have pointed out the danger of vaccines, the lack of science and validity, and the things that are in there that you would not believe.
Absolutely. I think everybody should watch
take the time to watch it. If you want to learn what goes on behind the scenes, of the whole vaccine agenda, it's critical.
And one of the things that has been around for years that some people still think, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory to dismiss any intelligent discussion and discourse, was about the simian virus 40, the monkey kidney cells, and what that meant for the polio vaccine. In fact, there was a question about this of Dr. Plotkin in the deposition. Give a listen. Let me get this started here.
Do any of the vaccines on the childhood schedule contain monkey kidney cells?
Well, the polio vaccine does.
Now, Dr. Robbie, why should this be of concern to anybody that monkey kidney cells are being injected and that maybe that simian virus 40 was also found in these polio vaccines all those years ago?
Well, the first thing is, I mean, you really don't want animal DNA in your system, do you? I mean, that should concern a lot of people. I mean, that's not the monkeys are not the only animals that are used in vaccines. I mean, if you go to the CDC, Pink Book, I mean, they list a whole host of other animals that include cows, monkeys, guinea pigs, pigs, all kinds of animals. Aside of that, so when they use a kidney cell and they don't test for the viral contamination of the cells that they use from animals, you can actually transfer diseases that are in animals to humans. I mean, this is, and aside of that, cause also other disease in humans because the human body does not quite understand what to do with this stuff when it comes in. So I worked for 13 years in the cancer care industry. I mean, we see a lot of people who get cancer, so have these viruses in their cancers when the pathology is done. So what that means is that you have 60 million people who were vaccinated in that time period between 59 and 63 who are now walking around their walking time bomb. So if you don't have a good terrain, you don't have a good immune system to suppress these additions to your body. Don't forget these are injected, right?
Yes.
You're prone to be getting cancer.
Yeah.
So that's the primary concern of the SV40. The biggest problem was that it was showing up in human cancers. Now, aside of that, if you go into the other segments of the video, you can also see his discomfort in answering the question about the experiments in the Congo, where they were testing, chimps, and, we all of a sudden see this AIDS epidemic. So, we don't know the answers to these questions, but there's a very strong possibility that these animal viruses are now jumping over humans and causing disease in humans. So that's my primary concern.
Listen, pig viruses, too. Give a listen to this.
Are you aware of any virus in any animal other than simian or bovine that is in any vaccine?
Yes, there's a pig virus present in one of the rotavirus vaccines, circovirus.
Rotavirus, that leads to Paul Offit. You just heard the voice of Dr. Stanley Plotkin admitting pig viruses as well in vaccines. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Robbie's with us this hour, and you don't want to miss a minute. We'll be talking on the break, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Despite earlier reports, the State Department is saying it has not drawn a final conclusion about who is responsible for Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi's brutal assassination. President Trump says it's premature to say the Saudi Crown Prince ordered the killing.
The killing of a journalist in a very, very bad situation, Khashoggi, and somebody who is respected, a should never have happened. And we'll be having a very full report over the next 2 days.
Trump was updated on the CIA's assessment while en route to California to tour wildfire damage. California Governor Jerry Brown was at the president's side in Paradise, California.
It's basically people that are right here, local people, state people, that are doing the work. Federal government provides some help and a lot of money and some expertise, and somehow we'll all pull through it together.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, Dr. Robbie, he's a traditional naturopath, but he came from allopathic medicine, medical physicist, PhD, brilliant man. And again, I encourage everybody to watch the vaccine panel discussion we had dedicated to Dr. Mayer Eisenstein. And Chris Barr, not a doc, was on there. Dr. Ravi, Michelle Cotterman, also Roseanne Lindsay, which was great. What a beautiful, brilliant panel. And I had the honor of just moderating it. And it's about an hour, 40 minutes or so long. It is well worth your time. As is, according to Dr. Ravi, the 9 hours he spent watching a guy that disgusts me, Dr. Staniel Plotkin, is this guy. I think it was he is an Israeli attorney that had deposed this guy for 9 hours. Brilliantly done to force him to reveal, not force him, but to trip him. I don't know, to have him reveal things that they probably don't want you to know, including the irony of guinea pigs. The concept of a guinea pig is one that's kind of you know, trapped in a thing and manipulated and you know, made to do things that are experimental and all of that. And in fact, there may be guinea pig cells also in vaccines. Give a listen to this.
What is this? Vaccine excipient and media summary.
Can you go to Kinrick's on the first page?
Yes.
DTaP IPV. Do you see in the third line down, it says calf serum? Do any vaccines on the childhood schedule contain embryonic guinea pig cell cultures?
Varicella vaccine was passage in guinea pig cells.
That's the chickenpox vaccine, y'all. Varicella. The benign childhood rite of passage that they want you all vaccinated for includes guinea pig cells, and of course your kids are the proverbial guinea pigs if you allow them to be injected with this stuff. Dr. Robbie, again, this is one of many things in the 9 hours that were revealed, and it's disgusting, but it's not just about people who keep kosher, right? If you're Jewish or you have, you know, it's not just pigs. You talked about there's aborted fetal cells. We'll get into that. But calf serum, simian virus, monkey viruses, kidney cells, renal cells from monkeys and other areas. And Dr. Robbie, again, as you have that background in allopathic medicine as a medical physicist, how do you see the twain meeting, if ever, on this subject?
So let me take a couple of seconds to just verify. I am not, because the last time I did a radio show and I mentioned that I was a medical physicist, people mistook me for a medical doctor. I am not a medical doctor. I am only a PhD and a board certified medical physicist. So that's clear out of the way. I'm glad I'm not a medical doctor, because if I was, it wouldn't have been this easier for me to make the transition over to understanding what's wrong with the system and going over to doing natural medicine, which makes a lot more sense. So people don't really know what's in a vaccine, and I would really encourage people to go into the CDC Pink Book. I mean, that's the sheet of paper that Mr. Siri showed Dr. Clarkin. You can actually read all of the ingredients in there. I mean, these ingredients are present. I mean, there's viral cells, there's like the cultured monkey kidney cell, and there's calf brain cells, there's casein, which is the milk protein. And in fact, even in that little clip, or subsequent clip, I forget where, but Dr. Plotkin was very clear. He said that the reason we take these things off the vaccine once it's cultured in it is because it develops sensitivity. Now, guess what? I have never seen anything in my life in a product that is completely removed once it's in there. So you are getting milk proteins injected into your body, which later on develops into a milk sensitivity. And then you have peanut oil-like proteins that develop peanut sensitivity. So if you look around, you'll see that all of these diseases, the allergic diseases, because vaccination by default promotes your body into a more allergic type situation, correct? So now you're getting allergies, eczema, autoimmune disease, and then we never look that far down the road to draw any conclusions. There's no science. I don't care what anybody says. There's zip, zero, nada. No science about looking at the adverse effects of vaccination over long term. There's none. So if your child, and I hear people say this all the time, like, oh, my child's vaccinated, they're fine. Well, they're fine for now. We don't know what's coming down the road, because once you corrupt that immune system and once you corrupt your body and you inject all these foreign DNA that can get attached to your DNA, mm-hmm. and then don't forget, they make the DNA strand smaller, thinking that they won't get attached to your DNA, but it doesn't matter. There is smaller segments of DNA that can attach to your DNA and cause trouble. We've seen this in many, many other situations. The problem is when it comes to vaccines, it's a religion. Nobody wants to talk about it. If you talk about it, you're considered a quack. You're considered some kind of nut. And that was clear, too, in one of his, you know, the first statements. He looked at this book that was written by 70 known, well-known authors from well-known world institutions. The book is, you know, Vaccines and Autoimmunity. And he didn't even flip a page. He looks at the cover and says this book is full of bull. That's where we are right now. I mean, there is no science. There's no one willing to discuss science except, you know, the few people who are out there who are actually woken up and want to know more and is trying to educate people to take a look. It needs to come from grassroots organizations.
Well, and that's why we do talk about it with religious phraseology, because I'm calling out all the religious people out there, the self-claimed religious people out there, whether they be Jewish, Christian, Islam, whatever religion you claim to be a part of. I don't think that you'll find anything in your religious text that would embrace the injection of foreign animal DNA, RNA, or human, for that matter, the mixing it up like this. Again, this is something that is completely overlooked, and yet most of the churches out there will not go on the record saying, we would advise our people in our church not to get this because it would violate fundamental tenets of purity, purity laws, these concepts of you know, not contaminating, not lying down with beasts in the field, this concept that plays itself out, but now in a high-tech religion or cult of modern medicine. And again, the claims against this Amish gentleman I opened the show with, he's in jail for 6 years because he dared look at his own Bible and look at the plants of creation and put together a topical agent that could be utilized successfully for people that wanted to address, for instance, cancer of the skin. And he's in jail because he didn't comply with the enforcers of the medical church, including the FDA and the FTC.
Yes, you need to understand that the FDA, I mean, you know, this is part of what I did for my dissertation called the Naturopathic Doctor Program. It's basically the corruption. It's the involvement of the industry and the government agencies that are inextricable. I mean, you cannot take these apart. And you can see even Dr. Plotkin's testimony. I mean, he has received millions upon millions of dollars, which he apparently doesn't have a clue about. His wife knows more, apparently. But that's okay. I mean, you know, someone knows. But this is the problem. You cannot have, like, science that is separated from the industry influence. If you take money from the industry and you make these people the experts. So now you're getting the expert advice from people who are paid by the industry, which is a direct conflict of interest. And this is what I, you know, 75 pages of this stuff, you know, I talked about in my dissertation, is to where the conflicts are and what we're ignoring. And why we are saying that that's okay, I mean, people are, you know, there's no conflict. No, there is serious conflict. And we need to stop now before we actually destroy the human genome through, you know, this massive, you know, vaccination pushers. Mm-hmm. And it's going to get worse. And I heard your first part of the show, and, you know, we're going to be seeing things that are already, like, you can't go to a doctor's office if you're not vaccinated. The next thing you know, you can't fly. And they've already set the stage up by quarantine, you know, having a big quarantine for like when 10 people fell sick on a plane.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's ridiculous. I mean, I've flown so many times around the world, and, you know, there's always 50 to people sick in a plane full of 500 people, and that's not something unusual.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
And now I just received a letter, not personally, but it's being shared by some of our community from a major Florida hospital affiliated with Johns Hopkins, All Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg. They've just sent out a letter that said they will no longer treat or accept children who are not vaccinated, even if they have religious exemption to those vaccines. So, Dr. Ravi, you're not exaggerating at all. Now, for the most part, I would say that's going to be good for the kids, because the farther we can keep our kids away from hospitals, the better off they'll be. But what about genuine emergencies, trauma scenarios?
Correct.
What happens then? Yeah. So they're destroying themselves from within, ultimately, and those good doctors who have gone in for the right reasons find that they have to leave in order for their conscience to be clear here. And I've often argued for a separation of medicine and state, much like you hear about separation of church and state. Well, that's long since gone by the wayside. We have a pharmaceutical mysticism is the national religion in America.
Yeah.
And we need to separate out that medical church from the government. Now, there's another audio clip I want to play here, because you bring up, once you bring in animal DNA, RNA, human, or food proteins with a vaccine, you could set up severe allergies leading to anaphylaxis and death. Give a listen to some of the things that are in some of these shots.
Do any vaccines contain egg protein?
Yes, influenza.
Do any vaccines contain gelatin from pigs?
Yes.
Do any vaccines in the childhood vaccine schedule contain human albumin?
Oh, yes.
Hello, everybody. Paying attention? Are you going to church today, anybody? Bring this up. I know it's an uncomfortable discussion to have, because many of the churches have now asked for special permission to be exempt from taxation. Despite the fact in our founding documents, they didn't have to ask for permission. It was long before there was something called an IRS. And that the moment they ask for special privileges that they don't have to ask for, by the way, religious institutions are exempt by definition, then suddenly they become under the auspices and they will probably be attacked if they promote an idea here, like we're finding out from Plotkin, that there's pig, cow, there's egg, there's all kinds, even human serum in these childhood vaccines, much less adult vaccines, Dr. Avi.
Yes, I mean, you know, the human vaccine cells were derived, you know, in the 50s, and they claim that these are like strains that are from that, you know, the ancients of the 50s derived cell line. But I don't believe a word of what they say anymore because, of, you know, if you can tell people one lie, then there's probably a lot more that you're not telling, right? So I think it was in the video 8 or 9, I forget which one now, but they were getting into a discussion about research. And, you know, in one of these research programs, one research program, Dr. Plotkin had used 76 aborted fetuses, correct? So, and he was so matter-of-fact about that, that, he, you know, it almost, like, seems surreal. I mean, like, that somebody could just sit there and say that this is what we did, and then, you know, you get into the other aspect of how they tested these vaccines on people's children of all, you know.
Stand by, Dr. Ravi. We got to take a break. We're going to come back and finish up this hour with Dr. Avi as well. A culture of life, modern medicine is not, outside of acute allopathic interventions related to trauma.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities
piece of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Available later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and while we're still able, YouTube. Streaming live, and of course, Brighty on as well. Dr. Robbie's with me till the top of the hour. And Dr. Robbie, again, we need hours and days of broadcast to cover everything in the Plotkin deposition.
Yeah.
But maybe you can wrap it up a little bit, something critical that people need to know before you have to go.
Of course, yeah. So there's one other thing that I think we all need to like, pay close attention to. If you watch the video, you will notice in one place he did mention that the protein sensitivity from vaccination could occur easily in children who are unhealthy. And I caught that line and I said, well, what does that even mean? So unhealthy can mean a lot of things. And we have known, I mean, this is a known fact that 40% of the children born today are, for whatever reason, due to the, you know, exposure to toxicity around, you know, their parents. I mean, since the 70s, we've been surrounding ourselves with chemicals and all kinds of, you know, crap. That children are born with mitochondrial and other disorders. I mean, they have genetic predisposition to being hurt by things that are injected in their system. So how are we going to figure out like, which children should get vaccines and which children could get harmed before we vaccinate them on the first, you know, within the first 4 hours of them being born? I mean, this is being done. This is a critical thing. So if children who are not perfectly healthy in many ways, you know, genetically or, you know, with mitochondrial disorders, should be excluded from vaccination because they have run a higher risk of being damaged.
Sure.
And this will blow the herd immunity theory off the water, so they don't want to even talk about it.
That's right.
Bring education to the grassroots level and start teaching people and legislators and everybody else who wants to listen that there is serious deficits in this science that they so call so, you know, so settled, which it's not in my opinion. I want to leave that thought with people and, you know, ask everybody, please watch the 9 hours of deposition. It's very important. You will hear like nowhere else, straight from the horse's mouth, the godfather of vaccines will explain to you what he has done in the past, you know, 50-some years.
Well said. And we don't want that mitochondrial disorder to be the excuse to say, well, then everybody else has to get vaccinated either. But
no,
that is
not
a step.
At all.
It's a step
not
along the way, I understand, to help, help some people make it over.
Nobody should get vaccinated for
you. Yeah, we know that. But also, boys and girls, please, hold on to your body parts when you go see the doctor.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Stomach, lymph node.
intestines, gallbladder,
appendix,
ovaries, tonsils,
breath, uterus.
All right, first, do no harm. As Dr. Robbie says, please do no farm either, P-H-A-R-M. We have a link in the show notes to a body part removal. Apparently, and Super Don, you saw this first, a woman who had two of her kidneys removed, that's all she had, from the University of Colorado Hospital, and apparently her kidneys were just fine. Yeah. It turns out when the radio station, news station, got a hold of the biopsy report, it showed that there was no danger. But for some reason, when she went in for the surgery, they removed both of her kidneys, both kidneys healthy. And this is right after, a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. there was a woman that went into a hospital in Florida for back surgery. She'd had a car crash years back and needed some bones fused together. And while she was under the knife, the doctor said, "Oh, look, you have a cancer tumor." And thought it was a tumor. It turned out to be her kidney. I don't know what it is that's going on with kidneys these days. Doctors are just whipping them out there like, "Oh, you don't need these." Dr. Ravi, what the heck is going on? Again, you have been in the allopathic field, not as a physician, as you said, but the point is what you're seeing in there. The third leading cause of death, according to their own admission in peer-reviewed journals. But to remove body parts that are perfectly fine and healthy?
No. I think people should keep their body parts unless there's a critical need for them to be removed for whatever reason. Removing body parts is not something that I would recommend anybody do.
No, and God didn't make a mistake giving you these body parts, but
exactly.
You know, and if something's gone wrong with them, okay, there may be a warranted reason where you have no other choice, but my gosh, you have got to be so careful. As I've said, don't let your loved ones out of your sight. I would even say, can I go into the surgical room with the doctor to make sure they're pulling out the right thing if they have to do that? Anyway, Dr. Robbie, God bless you. I love you and appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
I don't want to wait long again to have you back, okay?
All right. Appreciate being on there.
You got it. All y'all check him out. He's got a link in the Facebook, as they say. We've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up, including an admission of vaccine injury being real by a Fox News affiliate. Get ready. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.